Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for our worship team. I used to ask myself, how will God use all through history, use a few people in their generation to bring such an awareness of God? And if you fast forward to 2,000 years ago, God used 12 men later who became 120 to start something that has changed the whole world. Amen. So the question is, what is it that makes people make a difference? We are born for our lives with purpose, and we are born to make a difference. We cannot do it in our strength because we have an adversary that knows our limitation. So it's always by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. And I've seen that all through history, all of them that God used to impact their generation, they had an encounter with God. And when they had an encounter with God, they just didn't just have an encounter. They pressed in and they experienced something and they responded to God. Abraham had an encounter with God. And God spoke to him. And he obeyed. And his life was never the same. Let's talk about Isaiah. Isaiah has been in ministry, and he experienced the glory of God in Isaiah 6. And in that encounter, he heard a voice that said, "Who will go for us?" He said, "Yes, here am I." Elisha was a businessman, and he had an encounter through Elijah. And when he received that mantle, that experience, he left everything and followed God. The disciples were in different kinds of businesses. And when Jesus encountered them, there were miracles that took place. They had an encounter. And their purpose for why they were born was activated. Many experience God. Many have an encounter with God, but they don't seek God to walk in the purpose for which they're experiencing God. Many are called, but few are chosen. You see, I'm about to share something with you this morning. That's why I'm saying this. We are living in a generation that has been prophesied about. And the prophetic word for this generation that we are in, it says there will be trying times. There will be testing times. There will be a lot of shaking. There will be a lot of things happen. But in the midst of it, the glory of God will be revealed. Amen. But in the aspect of the trying times, the Bible says the love of many will grow cold. How will your love not grow cold when you hear that somebody was killed by a terrorist, or this happened to this, or hurricane like we had came and your whole house, and you're like, "God, I'm your servant, what happened?" You know, there are things that are going to happen in these last days that is going to question our faith. So that's why God wants to prepare us, so that instead of it questioning us, it will propel us into what God has for us and what God. But it's not possible if we're not prepared. Every generation that God used in trying times, God told them ahead of time and they prepared. And when that time came, they were victorious and that moment was a promotion. So today I don't want to talk about that, but I want to prepare you for an encounter. Amen? Amen. Many people are afraid to encounter God. That's why many times when the angels come or God manifests, they say, fear not. Because people are afraid to go deeper with God. Amen? Amen. But God is a God of love. Amen? Amen? We don't need to be afraid of the presence of God. Amen. He comes in different ways. So this season we're entering, I'm about to share with you, reminds us of a season where promises are fulfilled. Yeah. Reminds us of a season where people encountered God. Yes. People experienced God. Yes. Seasons where promises were miraculously manifested. So, we know the stories 2,000 years ago. But what does this season remind us? Amen? So I don't, whenever we come to seasons like this, I don't want it to be historic and tradition. I want it to be refreshed. So in this season, I'm praying every one of us, we have a fresh encounter, experience with God that will take you from where you are to where you desire and where God wants to take you. Christianity is not a tradition. It's an experience that takes you from glory to glory. And it's not something that many pursue. Many are called, but very few desire to go deeper with God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we look at the season, we see it as a season where God fulfills promises. And you're going to see throughout the season where God fulfilled a major, major promise. But today we're going to look at how that relates to encounter, to the glory of God. When we're praying this morning about, we don't always have people downstairs that pray for the service. We're praying. It was amazing. One of the people that led us in prayer, Pastor Faith, was really, God was, you know, unknown to her. God was using her to pray some of the things connected to what the Lord has put on my heart this morning. I want to share about the glory of God. Hallelujah. God fulfilling his promise. Amen? God fulfilling his promise. Many of us have promises, and some of them have come to pass, some of them have come, but this reminds us that God is faithful. Whatever is promised, he always brings it to pass. Even if it takes 2,000 years. Amen? Amen. 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 So let's open our Bibles so that we can flow together. Amen? Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. God used my wife doing her devotion to activate the scripture in my spirit. Genesis chapter 3. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3 verse. This was when the glory of God, just to prepare you, was upon Adam and Eve. And they were covered in the glory. They didn't know what. They were clothed. But the devil came and tempted them. And this time they've eaten. They've disobeyed God, and now the glory is taken away. And they're now realizing their fall. So God started bringing judgment and promises upon the devil and where things are going. So here, in Genesis chapter 3, it says, verse 14. And the Lord said unto the serpent, that's the devil, but the devil came using the vessel of a serpent. Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shall thou eat all the days of your life. Verse 15. And this is what God spoke from Genesis. Genesis is beginning. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head. The seed of the woman will bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his feet. Meaning, when this seed of the woman, this righteous seed shall come, it will bruise the head of the serpent. Amen. Crush his head. Because the serpent has now brought through deception, has caused the fall of men, and men has lost the glory. So, verse 15 was a promise of the coming of Christ. One of the first places that the coming of Christ was mentioned. The seed of the woman will crush your head. Amen? Amen? So let's go to Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah 7. This is a familiar scripture we all normally read. We know about Christmas also. This is all prophecy. Isaiah 7. We'll read from verse 14 again. As a prophecy. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. He was speaking to a king in the Old Testament. Shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. With us. Amen? Amen? So these were prophetic promises. These were prophetic promises that has to be fulfilled in your time. So let's open to the book of Luke, chapter 1. In Luke chapter 1 is one, we're just looking at one prophecy today, you know, in the context of Christmas season. Luke chapter 1, we'll read a little bit, a few more scriptures here. Luke chapter 1 from verse 26. This now, we enter the season that God is now about to bring about the fulfillment of these two prophecies. The seed of the woman. God is about to conceive a seed, a son. Isaiah 9 says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 7 says, this seed will come through a virgin. From all through history, from Genesis to here, it's never been known. God says, seeds will have to come through a woman, but a seed will bring it forth. So now we're about to see God bring about the fulfillment of a righteous seed. Because Adam has been corrupted. Every seed from Adam is now corrupt. Now God is about to bring an incorruptible seed that has no sin in it. So, and now he visits the woman. Let's read from verse 26. Luke 1, 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, listen to this, she was troubled at the saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this will be. And the angel said to her, listen, fear what? Not. Supernatural encounters, if you're not used to it, can activate fear because of the unknown. It's spiritual. We are human. And we are growing to enter the presence of God, experience God. Sometimes if you're not by faith familiar with the things of God, you know, to know that the presence of God cannot be contaminated with evil, can give you bread for stone, serpent for, you know. So people get afraid because it's an unusual presence. So you can see now the angel said, don't fear, fear not. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Amen? Amen. Verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name what? Jesus. Hallelujah. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. If you go to Isaiah 9, you see that he will be called, the government shall be upon his shoulder and all the names that he comes with. So here Mary is having an encounter. And in this encounter, he's hearing the voice of the Lord. When you have an encounter, listen, be quiet. Or whatever the experience, God will speak. Sometimes you will be still and you will just receive. So here God is now speaking to him, to her. And God is speaking to her things that are impossible to receive. Things that are completely impossible to believe. Listen carefully. It's all about this season. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Verse 32. He shall be great. We just read that. And God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Verse 33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Amen. Nobody reigns forever. That is human. So she's hearing this. And of his kingdom, there shall be what? No end.
Hallelujah.
Verse 34. Then Mary said, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this what be, seeing I know not a man? She's not married. She's just engaged. See that I know not a man. I want you to listen to the response of the angel. And this is the message for today. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Hallelujah. That's the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Basically, you are about to experience the glory of the Lord. He was telling her. Power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. In other words, men give birth to men, but this child is going to be born by God.
Amen.
A righteous seed. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she's also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. This season was a season people were experiencing promises. Zachariah has been praying, believing God for a child. They have been getting old, and suddenly they started getting visits. All through the Old Testament, there have been prophecies about the coming of John the Baptist. Isaiah 40, different prophecies. I will send you a messenger who will prepare the way of the Lord. In this very season, the angel, heaven and earth was transitioning. Things were happening. The angel just finished visiting Zachariah, saying, your child is coming. Now Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant. So as Mary is beginning to wonder in her mind, what kind of thing is it? How can this ever happen? How can this ever happen? He says, Mary, just so you know, what was impossible with Zachariah is already happening. It's just preparing her mind, just like I'm preparing you this morning. Now, this is what the angel said. Who was barren? Verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
For with God, nothing shall be impossible. We're going somewhere, but I just want to say this about that scripture. That scripture is in my diary, this scripture. There are specific encounters I have. When I have them, those encounters came as a result of problems I had that were impossible. And when God gives me a breakthrough, I put it in my diary and I put the scripture that relates to it. So this scripture is in my diary. I had a situation where exactly what Mary said, I know not a man. There's no way I can have a human help at this point. So I went to God in prayer for 7 days. And in prayer, I'm fasting, no food, nothing. I was on the floor. Around the fifth day, I had an encounter and God started speaking to me and gave me instructions. I came out of that experience after 7 days. And that situation miraculously through every step God took care of it.
Amen.
And the Lord, I put the scripture. Every name of God you see sometimes in the Bible, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, it was an encounter people had of that aspect of who God is. And it's written there. So, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Can you say it? With God, nothing shall be what? With God, nothing means nothing shall be impossible. Jesus repeated the same statement to the son of one of the centurions. He came and said, my daughter is sick now, her head is dying. She said, fear not. With God, nothing is impossible. The reason is because everything God created is subject to God's creation and subject to the word of God. And God has all power to do all things. And there's nothing impossible because he created everything. So with him, nothing is impossible. Amen? So when Mary had this encounter, this words, this experience, these promises, Her mind is going, am I the woman the Bible has been talking about for generations? Instead of fearing, she said, verse 38, and Mary said, behold thy handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. When Zechariah had a similar experience, if you go to the other part of Luke chapter 1, he was like, how do I know this will happen? Because he told him something impossible. But Mary was a wise woman. She received, said, whatever you say, God, just do it to me. My brothers and sisters, before we read the next scripture, God spoke in Genesis 3 about the seed of a woman. God spoke in Isaiah 7 about how this child will come to a virgin. God spoke in Isaiah 9 about the position this child will hold, both in the earth and in heaven, and forever, the kingdom, the government of God. And here in this season, the time of fulfillment has come. So now God wants to bring into manifestation what he promised, what he spoke years ago. By the time he comes to fulfill it, everything looks impossible in the physical. Amen? Some of you, be honest, there are things God has spoken to you. There are promises God has given to you. But some of them now, if you look back to when God spoke to you, you're like, maybe it's no more for this, for me. It looks impossible. Absolutely impossible. We don't touch it anymore. We just move on with plan B. This is a very impossible situation. And when things become impossible, that's when God gets excited. Because now he has an opportunity for his glory. Amen? So now, I want you to see this in this season. This is the season where miracles take place. This is the season where God is reminding us that when he visits you, you can have miracles. This is a season where God makes your case exemption. Favor. This is where God makes the impossible possible. How does that happen? So, from this passage, we pull out the fact that God gives promises. God keeps promises. And then God brings us to the seasons of fulfillment. How does he fulfill those things? How does he make those things happen? Mary asked the question, how are you going to do this? And the angel said, the glory of the Lord will come upon you. Amen? He's saying, it's not going to be by your strength, but the glory, the power. Jesus says, wait until you receive power from on high. The power, the glory of the Lord will come upon you and God will do it. Amen? Amen? So, that's what the Lord wants us to see from here. Now, I want to share the next scripture with us about how to manifest the glory of God. If the glory of God is the source of miracle, if the Spirit of God, the glory, the manifested glory, presence of God, is the source of miracle, is where you have an encounter, how do you manifest the glory of God? How do you encounter the glory of God? We can talk about it all month. But for today, let's open our Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. How do you manifest the glory? How do you encounter? How do you experience the glory of the Lord? 2 Chronicles chapter 5. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, what is happening, if you read it from the beginning, we're going to, I'll share with you the scriptures, we're going to read the verses. But just to give you a background, the temple of God has been built by Solomon. Majestic temple, majestic building, great building. Amen? Amen? It's been built, but something is not there. The Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is the place where God told Moses to build and set so that he can, Emmanuel, he can go with them. You remember? When Moses says, if your presence don't go with us, don't take us. So God told Moses, if I'm going to go with you, build me a place. And the ark was the place, based on what God told Moses to build, where God's glory comes. And God rests there on the mercy seat. Amen? So the ark in the Old Testament represents the glory. If you remember, in the days of Samuel, when he was born, when they took the ark away, it says, Ichabod, the glory has departed. Okay, so the ark represents the glory of God. Okay, so watch this. So Solomon just built a temple. Big, wonderful, majestic temple. But something wasn't there. They have not brought the ark yet. I want you to know, my brothers, any building, no matter how beautiful it is, if the ark is not there, the glory of God is not there. His presence. You can have big buildings, you can have big cathedrals. If the glory of God is not there, the ark, the glory of God is not there. The difference between every building that they put church name on it and the building out there, storefront that they don't put change on, the difference is the presence of God. Without the presence of God, there's really nothing but a building. And that ark is Christ in us today. Amen? So let's see, how did they experience, how do you manifest, how do you bring forth the glory of God? So now they brought the ark and they put it in the temple, they positioned it in the right place, put everything together, and the priests that were ordained, they did all the right things, everything is in place. Now see what they did and see what happened. So we read from verse 10. 2 Chronicles 5 verse 10. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Verse 11. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not wait by cause. Verse 12. Also, then let's jump to verse 13. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and the singers, that's the musicians and the singers, the trumpeters and singers were in one to make one sound, to be heard in praising and thanking God. They were vocalizing, they were verbalizing, they were expressing verbally from their heart, they were praising God with their voices in unity. It came to pass as the trumpeters and the singers make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, And when they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Then the house was filled with a cloud. Something was already in the building. There was something they did that caused a shift. That caused something to start happening because of what was already in the building. The Bible says, out of your bellies shall flow rivers. For his mercy endures forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud. That's the Old Testament. You don't see cloud now, but you will feel the presence. You will sense the presence. You will encounter the presence. You know Emmanuel is here. It's in you, but you'll be able to sense it, feel it. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of God. Verse 14. So that the priests could not even stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of the Lord. For the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the glory of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord has filled. I can't go into a lot. We'll see how the Lord will lead us to show you that this process. When the high priest in those days, this is the Holy of Holies, this is the holy place, this is the outer court. The high priest goes all the way here, they do the sacrifice here. When the high priest is to go into the Holy of Holies, that's where the Ark of the Covenant is. He goes in with blood, that's of sacrifice, and he goes in with incense. Incense means worship, it means prayer. He goes in, and he pours the blood for atonement, for righteousness, for sin to be covered. And then he begins to do the incense in those days. He will keep doing it until the cloud of the incense starts growing in the place. He will keep doing it. And the Bible says as he continues to do it, this is in Leviticus Numbers, as he continues to do it, the cloud will fill the Holy of Holies. And as the cloud fills, suddenly the glory of God comes and sits, and then God begins to speak to him. Worship, prayer, is an instant, but worship is a sweet incense from the heart that when you start worshiping by the Spirit, it can be one song, just one song. It can be two, just as the Lord, you begin to worship. What you do by worshiping is you are stirring, you are preparing the atmosphere from your heart, and you are gradually beginning to connect that atmosphere with already the presence of the ark, presence of God is here. How many of you know God is here? Amen. He's here. But for you to feel him tangibly, to encounter him tangibly, you have to connect from your spirit. And to connect with the Spirit of God, let me give you, because you're about to experience God right now. For those of you who are paying attention. See, as I'm standing here, the only reason I'm standing here is because of oxygen. The oxygen is inside of me only because it's outside of me. If it's not outside, it cannot be inside. So because it's inside of me, I'm connected. If you cut off oxygen, you cut off my life. So in the spirit, God is a spirit. God is here. Where two or three are gathered, he's here. He's present here. But we are humans, so we are connected and we are seeing and we are connecting in a human way. But if you want to connect with his presence, you have to enter the spirit. And you enter the spirit with worship. For those who worship him, they worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? You enter into with prayer. Why do we pray? When you pray, it's because you move to connect with God. Amen? So God has not gone anywhere. It's just we are human and we are out of that realm. And he said, as they gather together, the ark is there. The presence of God is there. So for them to experience him, he said they united their voices and they united their hearts through a song. And as they started singing that song, he didn't say how long. As they were singing that song united them with the presence of God. And as they continued, the presence of God increased. As a cloud. And as it increased, all of a sudden the people that were standing started feeling the weight of the glory of God, and it started affecting their capacity to stand. So this morning, the Lord wants to encounter you. Amen. You don't need to do anything. All you need to do is just yield. All you need to do is yield. You see, this season is a season that reminds us of encounters. Don't be afraid. Many people, they go to religious churches and you sing, you pray, and you leave. We've gone through a lot, and the Lord says it's time for you to start experiencing God. That's what this season is about. Amen? We're going to share gifts and give out gifts, but the best gift is the presence of God. Jesus. Amen. Now, if the presence of God, it comes. I mean, it's okay. I will let you know. When the presence of God comes, it doesn't come just to play. I just read to you. He wants to do something. He wants you to experience. He wants to speak to you. He wants to minister to you. He knows the impossible situations. He knows the burdens. He knows the miracle you need. He knows the presence of God is not an empty air. When you start feeling the presence of God very soon, it's not an empty air. It's a person. But he has the capacity to touch all of us at the same time in different ways. It's the Holy Spirit. If you've not known the Lord, you've never experienced the Lord, this is an opportunity to give your life to him. Amen? We're not going to play any music for now, but if we get to a point where we see what happens, then maybe music will come up. Amen? But the gift of Christmas is Jesus. And is the presence of God. So So wherever you are this morning, look at the person next to you and say, please just leave me alone this morning. Don't distract me. I want to really enter. Don't worry about the person next to you. Just be more concerned about your experiencing God. Amen. And as you experience God, I don't know. I'm just saying this because I don't know what will happen. And that way, you have some guidance. If you start experiencing God, even myself, whatever God does, I just leave you alone and enjoy myself. Whatever God to this morning is about the glory of God. Amen. If you start experiencing God, you want to lie down, you want to kneel, you want to whatever position, whatever you just that will make you feel you are alone with Him, and you don't miss why He has decided this morning to talk to you, to meet you. Find that place. Don't be ashamed. Because you just don't know if this is the day God has set aside, like Mary, to fulfill a miracle in your life. To respond to your need. Hallelujah. So, Father, you are here. Your people are here. They want to meet you. You want to meet them. So you're welcome, Father. We surrender to you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We give this atmosphere to your presence. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, feel the living God, for Jesus. All me Spirit of the living God fall afresh on me. Melt me mold me fill me this morning. Use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Oh, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Smoosh kerebataba. Rema santoro bokoba. Selebe kendoro bokataba. Oosh kere saraba. Even those on the line. Spirit of the Munde Breske Labakaya. Fall afresh on us this morning, Father. Spule Breskarabasa. The living God, fall afresh. Fill us. Use us, speak of the Jesus. Speak of the living God, Ushkata, Fondo Brele Salava, on us, Spirit of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Father, will you breathe afresh? Will you, Father, cause the wind of your presence, the glory of your presence, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. Speak. Oosh! Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Ooh. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Breathe, Father. Breathe into this place. Your glory. Open up your hearts. Receive the glory of the Lord. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the melt our hearts with your presence, Jesus. Welcome, Father. Welcome, Father. Welcome, Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Breathe upon us, the breath of life. your miracle breath. You are welcome. You are welcome. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. So, Jesus. You are welcome, Lord. You are welcome. You are welcome. Omnipotent Father of mercy. Hungry, thou art welcome in this. You are welcome, Father. Thou art welcome in. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. This. Yes, Lord. You are welcome, Father. You are welcome. You are welcome, Holy Ghost. You are welcome. You are welcome. We welcome you, Father. We welcome. We welcome you, Father. Thou art welcome. Holy Spirit. You are welcome. Omnipotent Father, yes, of mercy. Yes, Lord, we welcome you. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive. Spirit. Welcome. Yes. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the We welcome you, Father. We welcome you, Father. We welcome your presence. We Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Just keep receiving. Glory of the Lord. Enter into your miracle season. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me. Use me, Spirit, the living God, fall afresh on me. Receive the glory of the Lord. Open your heart, open your spirit, and encounter the glory of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. We welcome you, Father. We welcome you, Father. We open our hearts to you. We open our spirit. We welcome you. Hallelujah. 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 have your way, Father. Holy Spirit. Oh, we surrender to you this morning. We surrender to you, Father. We surrender to you. Surrender to you, Father. We surrender to you. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, Father. We surrender to you. There's a river of the peace of the Lord overcoming, overwhelming your situation, your circumstance, because of the presence of the Holy Ghost. Just yield. The Lord is about to do something. Just close your eyes. And just ask him to surrender. Have your way, me. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Some people are still at the outer court, wondering what's happening. Others are entering in. Surrender. Fear not. Fear not. The Lord will say to you, and just surrender. Holy Spirit. 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 Somebody, you might be feeling some warmth. The Lord is touching you. Somebody is feeling real hot warmth. The Lord is healing you. The Lord is healing your heart. The oil and the anointing of the Lord is healing broken hearts. Peace. Peace. Let's sing it again. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Father, we thank you. Take us deeper. Call us higher into your presence. For in your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence, we experience your power and your mighty hands. In your presence, you overthrow all darkness and your light reigns. In your presence, you exchange our chaos with your peace. In your presence, we are still and we know you are God. This season, the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, is inviting you to the reason for this season. the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, wants to take you to a higher place. Revelation chapter 4, it says, come up higher. He wants to open doors in the spirit for you to soar, for you to experience elevation. Like the eagle, he wants to carry you to higher grounds in the atmosphere of God's kingdom. There is more to the kingdom and to the presence of God than we have known. And in this season, the Lord is inviting us to come deeper, to come higher, to come closer above your enemies. Father, creating us a greater appetite for your presence, for your glory. For as we experience you, you change our situation. You change our life. You deliver us. You set us free so that we can soar like the eagle. So, Father, I ask that everyone that you've gathered to this place today, that this incense, this cloud of your presence, will follow them to their closets, to their personal time with you, as they go in to wait, to pray, to seek you, they will see you in a new way. They will experience you in a new way. Let the true reason for this season be your presence in their life. A deeper walk with you. A closer walk with you. Thank you for touching every sickness, every disease. Thank you for what you have done this morning. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Lamb of God, you are worthy. We surrender to you. If you have your communion, as we take it this morning, this it says, as we take it in remembrance of him. This is the reason he came. First, to become flesh, a child, to fulfill this. To pay the full price for our sin and to give us a new bloodline, the lineage of the righteous. The royal blood of kings and priests. The victorious blood that puts us in an overcoming situation in all our battles. The blood that washes and cleanses us from all our trespasses. The blood that pays the debt as soon as we repent for all iniquities. The blood that washes and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood that answers when the devil knocks on our door. The blood that answers the blood that speaks victory, yes. Healing, yes. Peace in every storm. The blood of the Lamb. We thank you for your promise. This is the word of the Lord. You made a promise in the garden and you brought forth that son that bruised the head of the serpent. You gave a promise of a virgin. You brought forth a son through a virgin. You gave a promise to Abraham. You brought forth Isaac. You give promises. You answer prayers. Fathers, we take this today in your presence. I pray that every promise, every expectation, every battle, I bring it before you on behalf of your people. As we take this today, let your blood speak. Let favor come. Let victory come. Let doors open. Father, let it speak in every situation. Your word, your promise. And we thank you for the testimonies. We give you glory for your presence in our midst. We know we are living this place as your covenant people. And before the end of this year, we'll celebrate your faithfulness. And we'll enter 2026 with new testimonies because of your covenant. Receive all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can take. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Amen.